A good question. What is dog aggression? What is it? Dog aggression to me may be one thing. Dog aggression to you may be a totally different thing. Dog aggression to a local trainer in your area may be another different thing. So a lot of people have different ideas about what dog aggression is. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in this segment. As a general rule, dogs always give off a signal just before a bite. And bites don't come out of the blue. If owners only understood the signals that dogs give off, there would be a lot less dog bites in the United States. But the problem is, these signals, some of them are obvious. A dog growling and lifting his lips and snarling, that's really obvious. A dog that stiffens up and maybe the hair goes up on his back a little bit, that's not so obvious sometimes. A dog that stiffens up and looks away and licks his lips, that's not so obvious either. I'm going to talk about a lot of the signals that dogs give off later in the talk here. So here's an example. Let's say you got your dog as a puppy, and now it's 15, 18 months old. You've allowed the dog to lay on the couch. You've invited the dog to lay on your bed. And it's time for you to go to bed. So you get up, or you come into the bedroom, and you try and shoo the dog off the bed, and he turns around and growls at you. Well, a lot of people can think, well, now I got a dominant and aggressive dog. The fact is, it's probably not even close to being dominant and aggressive. The fact is, for most dogs, it's just a dog that likes laying on your bed, likes laying on the couch, and doesn't want to get down, and is going to test his oats by growling at you. And if he gets by with it, he thinks, I am tough, and I will growl more next time, and I'll growl harder the time after that. When, in fact, had this dog got a little what if the first time he growled and you scooted him off the bed, he'd think, oh, I better not try that again. That didn't work. So, and going forward, that dog shouldn't be allowed on the bed for a long time. Here's the way you handle beds and your couch and your chair. We don't let the dogs just jump up there in the beginning. We don't allow it. We will invite them up, but they get down when we tell them to get down. If we invite them up onto the couch to sit on a blanket on the couch, that's all fine. But for them to come up and start trying to push us around on the couch, no, that ain't the way it happens. They get a timeout for the crate and let them think about the error in their ways. When a puppy growls, when you're playing tug with it, that's not aggression. When a puppy bites your pant leg and tries to pull you around, that is not aggression. Puppies in their litter play fight. They jump on one another, they grab one another and bite them, and they bite until the one screams and then they let it go. But it's not aggression. That's the only way that a small puppy knows how to interact with its litter mates. And then when they come home to your home and they come in and they want to chew on you, or they want to bite your pant leg, so they want to bite your arm, they're trying to play with you because that's how they know. That's the only thing they know. They haven't been around long enough to know much else. When that happens, redirect them. Have a bowl of treats there and redirect them off of you onto a treat. Have a little toy there and redirect them onto the toy. Have a little tug toy there, small one, and tie it to a string so you could bounce it around. And if that's a problem, put them in the X-Pen. Put them in the dog crate. That's how you control puppies. Now, if you have an adult dog and you're trying to play tug with the dog, and you hear him growling, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that that is dog aggression. It's the dog vocalizing because he enjoys the game. On the other hand, if that dog has possessive issues with like his food bowl or his toys, and you try and take that toy away from him when you're playing tug, you could get dog bit. So you have to be a little bit careful there. You've got two different scenarios, two different dogs, and both scenarios look alike right up to the point where there's a dog bite. So what we tell people is learn your dogs, study your dogs, watch how they react when they're relaxed, watch how they react when they're playing, learn their body language. Dogs don't talk, we all know that. Every dummy knows that, dogs don't talk. They hear us talking all the time, they don't have a clue what we're saying. But they are masters at reading body language. If you have an aggressive dog, you need to become a master at reading dog's body language. You need to look for some of the signals that we're going to talk about later and try and memorize them so that you can recognize them if your dog gives off the signal that it's uncomfortable before a dog bite. So, let's go on. Oh, this is important. Dog aggression is not breed specific. Just because you have a Doberman, just because you have a German Shepherd, just because you have a Pit Bull, does not mean that you are more susceptible to getting a dog bitten. And I bred German Shepherds for working bloodline German Shepherds for 35 years. All my breeding stock came from Germany. I bred them for police work. I bred them for the biting dog sports. And I was a police canine handler for 10 years. The worst dog bite I ever got was from my mother's toy poodle. My mother was sleeping on the couch in the country. My parents were farmers. Sleeping on the couch, and I saw a huge owl fly into the tree out the window on the other side of her. I didn't realize this little poodle was laying next to my mom, and I went up and I reached over to look out the window at that owl, and that poodle latched onto my leg, and it wouldn't let go. I thought I had an alligator on my leg. I'm dancing around and screaming and crying, and he didn't let go. And I had holes in my leg. Anyway, we never really did like one another after that. But anyway, that was my fault, really. Truly, it was my fault, not the dog's fault. No, it was really my mother's fault. She never should have kept that dog. So, the point being is, dog aggression is not breed specific. It can be any breed in the world. And here's another thing that comes with people that write us. The people want to put a label on their dog. They say, my dog is dominant aggressive. Okay. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, that ain't gonna happen. That's not the truth. Because there are so few, very few, truly dominant dogs out there. It just doesn't happen. They say, my dog is leash reactive. Okay, maybe that might be the case. Oh, my dog is socially aggressive. Do they really know what socially aggression is? If you go to the segment in this course, you're going to learn what social aggression is. Odds are they don't have a socially aggressive dog either, because there's not very many of them out there either. So there's all different kinds of aggression. And the important thing is your dog may have several different categories of their personality that would cause them to show aggression. And they could show a bunch of them in a very short period of time that you might miss. So they may start off with barrier aggression, but it could quickly transfer into this or this or this, depending on the temperament and the dog that's sitting in front of you. It's not that important to label what kind of aggression your dog has. It doesn't hurt, but don't put them in one category and think that's the only category of aggression that my dog has, because odds are it's got a couple others that are trailing along right behind it. So now I'm gonna read off, because I don't have them memorized. I know them, but I don't have them memorized. If a dog freezes up with a stiff body posture and their ears may be laid back, depending on the dog. That's one side. They stiffen up, you know, they kind of lock up, their ears go back. You don't know which way their tail is. Their tail could be tucked between their legs, could be sticking straight up. Different signals that indicate that the dog is uncomfortable. If a dog, we call it whale eye, if a dog is stressed and you can see the full whites of the dog's eye, that's a signal that the dog is starting to get, he is, uncomfortable. And it's a signal you should pay attention to. Usually, when they do the whale eye, they'll look away from you. If a dog, we call it piloerex, or the hair goes up on his back, that's a signal that the dog is uncomfortable. So it's one signal that you should pay attention to. If the dog growls, it means the dog is uncomfortable. It means, hey, I don't really like what's going on here. It doesn't mean that the next step is he's going to bite. Could be, but most of the time it's not. It's an opportunity for you to change what you're doing. Okay, a lot of people freak out if a dog growls. No, he's just trying to communicate that he's uncomfortable with you. And remember what you were doing when he did that, so you could prevent doing that or do something differently in the future. When they show their teeth and snap their teeth with like that, better be careful that one, because the next thing could be a dog bite. And I already mentioned how they carry their tail. Some dogs will tuck their tail right between their legs. Some dogs will have their tail sticking straight up in the air with a real stiff body, maybe piloerect the hair on their back. It's important. Some dogs will lick their lips when they're really uncomfortable. And watch for that, because that's a signal you need to be paying attention to. They'll start to yawn because they're nervous. So licking their lips, yawning, averting their gaze away from you, they'll look away. They don't want to be there. They don't like what's going on. So better be paying attention to that dog. It's when they're licking their lips and they stop and they start to stare at you that you're getting close to a dog bite. So pay attention to all of those. If you have to make notes, make notes. But if, you know, kids, little kids, you can never expect a little kid to recognize these signals on dogs. And that's why we tell people that think that their dog should be subservient to the kids in their family because they should be at a higher pack level. No, that's not the way to look at it. The way to look at that is the dog learns he's to leave the kids alone. The dog learns that the kids, now we're not talking about all dogs. There are dogs out there that love little kids, but we're talking about dogs that may be a little nervy. And those dogs need to learn, hey, leave the kids alone. Don't go in there and take the toys away from the kids. But your kids have to be trained too. But that's all for a different segment in this course. We can talk about that later.